It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, filling in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we today saw another hearing about a proposed bipartisan redistricting bill, and we will check in on the latest.
First, a lot of automakers have mini cars out on the market. They've also gotten some interest in part because they get good gas mileage. They're easy to park, too, especially in the city.
And a recent round of testing set out to see just how safe 11 different models of mini cars are, and many of them wound up coming up short.
Joe Nolan is with us now. He's Senior Vice President for Vehicle Research at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, which conducted the test. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Well, let's start off with some definitions here. So a mini car, what exactly is a mini car?
Well, we classify vehicles by their size and also their weight. And what we call a mini car has a curb weight typically under 2,500 pounds, whereas a small car would be up to about 3,000 or 3,200 pounds.
Can you give us some examples of the cars that fall into that category of a mini?
Well, I'll use one manufacturer's product line, Honda. So Honda has the Fit, which is a mini car, the Civic, the next size up, is a small car, and then the Accord is a midsize car.
Okay, so you're going by weight here. And let's talk about some of the results that you saw across the safety categories.
Well, unfortunately, they're not good. Of the 11 models we tested, only one manages to avoid a marginal or poor rating. That's the Chevy Spark. It earned our second highest rating of acceptable. But in a field of 11, that's not stellar news.
So what are the ratings? You mentioned marginal and poor, and is acceptable the highest you can get?
Yeah, we rate vehicles good, which is the highest, acceptable, marginal, and then poor.
And so this Chevy Spark got a marginal?
No, an acceptable.
An acceptable.
The best scoring vehicle in this group, and as such, it earns what we call a top safety pick designation.
See, that's interesting because the New York Times story that I read about these new safety results shows a Chevy Spark, of which there's only a third of it left. It's in a crash, and it doesn't look like anything you'd want to be in, and that's the best scoring car. What did the worst scoring car look like?
Well, it looked like that and then some. So in addition, what's happening in these crashes is the structure of the vehicle isn't designed to absorb the crash forces and energy up in the front in the crumple zone where it should, and instead it manages to make its way all the way back into the occupant compartment. And so they're using the occupant compartment to absorb crash energy, and that means it's crushing. And that's where you sit. And the crushing contributes to injury. It also contributes to what we call bad kinematics. That means the motion of the occupant is not ideal for safety. So we've got the driver occupant is moving away from the airbags, in some cases barely touching them, because the steering column is being pushed out to the right and the occupant's moving to the left. And that's what happens when you lose structural containment of the occupant cell.
Now, these cars have been around for a while now. They're gaining popularity. We mentioned the fuel efficiency and the maneuverability, things like that. Is this the first time that we've really looked closely at how safe they are?
Well, we've been testing mini cars for years. And to be fair, this is a test we just added 2 years ago. So it's a new challenge, but an important one. About a quarter of all frontal crashes that result in injury or death are in this type of crash condition. And so, in essence, we've raised the bar 2 years ago, and this is our first look at how the mini cars are holding up.
What kind of crash test is this? What makes it different?
It's what we call a small overlap crash. It would be if two cars are driving in opposing directions on a country road, and one vehicle were to swerve into the other car's lane, so that only about a quarter of the vehicles or a third of the vehicles line up. So it's a little bit like wheel-to-wheel engagement. So not quite almost a side swipe, but not much.
So these are crashes that happen routinely on the road, but we haven't really been testing for them. Why are these mini cars so vulnerable to this particular kind of crash?
Well, I don't think there's any reason that mini cars are at special risk. I believe these vehicles just haven't been designed for this crash condition yet. You know, we've seen vehicles of varying sizes, do well, And so there's no a priori reason that a mini car is worse. It just happens to be that most of the vehicles in the market right now are not performing very well.
So what does that tell you? That do they need to be redesigned?
They do. And part of this is you know, the regulations that require frontal crash safety have a car hitting a flat wall. So you've got the whole front end of the car that can, you know, manage the crash energy, and these cars do a great job at that. And then even we run a what we call a moderate overlap crash that looks like what happens when about half of the cars overlap with each other. And that's also an important crash, and all of these cars do very well in that crash. But that leaves this gap of, you know, sort of about one quarter of the front end of the car on either side, where there really isn't a lot of structure to absorb crash energy.
So let's say someone wants to buy one of these cars. Is it the right time, or should we be holding off? I think, is it Honda Fit that's going to be coming out with a new model? Should we wait for new models that might address some of these safety concerns if we're thinking about buying a Mini?
Well, Mini cars are at an inherent disadvantage out of the box just because they're light. Mass is a benefit in crashes. You want to be in the heaviest thing you can be in, to a point. We all don't need to be driving tanks, but bigger is better. And so you're already starting out shopping in a category where there's a fundamental disbenefit. To add to that, suboptimal crash test scores, I wouldn't think that this is your first choice for safety. And you would do well to upsize, and I'll use the example of the Honda Civic, does very well in this crash mode. It's only slightly larger, and there are options of the Civic that have, you know, very good fuel economy, hybrid versions, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there are better choices.
So let's say you've got a teenager at home. Do you want them driving one of these cars? Would you call these cars unsafe? Is that fair?
I don't think it's fair to call them unsafe. It's a new test. It's a new challenge. We're the first organization in the world to be evaluating vehicles in this crash mode. So I think right now what we're just looking at is a learning curve. Honda, for example, you mentioned them. The new Fit, they're very confident that the new Fit will do very well in this test. So it just takes time. Some of these changes are not things that you can throw on in you know, 1 month and get a product into the market. So unfortunately it takes time, but the good news is, you know, most of the major automakers are responding and changing their designs.
Is part of the problem here that in America there are more SUVs, more trucks on the road, and that, you know, you have a better chance of running into a vehicle that's bigger than you are?
Yeah, and that issue is called vehicle compatibility or incompatibility. That's also there because of the mass differential, and that's all the more reason that the smallest vehicles in the market need to really carry the best structural crashworthiness, because they're at that fundamental disadvantage right out of the box.
So are there safety features that you would recommend to manufacturers?
Well, for consumers, anybody shopping should purchase a vehicle, if they're looking in the used market, that has electronic stability control and also side airbags that protect your head. That's standard on all new vehicles now, but for folks shopping in the used market, those are huge features for safety.
And in the meantime, if you want to buy one, sounds like Chevy Spark is the safest one you found.
The Chevy Spark is the best bet. That vehicle has more work to do as well, but in this lot, they are the best.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Veronica.
That was Joe Nolan, Senior Vice President for Vehicle Research at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, talking about the Institute's recent tests on mini cars.